590 WKZO, it is the trifecta.
Roger has ignited what has been just kind of a, kind of Friday. By typing in everybody's name around here and finding out what their sexting name would be.
Bob Larson is Antonio Gamble.
See, I like Robert Thunder better, but that's okay.
And John McNeil.
Yeah, our news director.
Armando Badass. You, my friend, are Carmelo Dynamite.
And, of course, you know our new reality series that we'll be producing here.
The Adventure Brothers.
Yes.
We're twins.
Yeah, you can tell.
We look so much alike.
It's like looking into a mirror.
Yeah, Alejandro Adventure, that's me. And my brother, Diego Adventure.
Oh, okay. We're having a lot more fun around here than I think we were expecting to have. By the way, the trifecta brought to you in part by Theater Kalamazoo, home to more than a dozen producing theaters in Southwest Michigan. Visit theaterkalamazoo.com for a full listing of theaters and upcoming shows. At some point in time, maybe before we go into the next break, you ought to give people the website that you can go to.
Yeah, so I mentioned the wrong location earlier.
So we'll
do that.
We'll do that. All right.
Roger's the holdover from just before the nudes.
And we have a text that we'll get to in a minute, too. Roger, how are you?
I'm doing great. You guys got an interesting conversation going on about doing business locally or out of state.
Is it an exception because it's pure Michigan, or do you have to look for the best deal because that's how you serve your taxpayers, your constituents?
Well, what I do for myself, and I used to work for the Department of Defense on the civilian side. I have to go out and do pre-award surveys on companies bidding for government contracts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
One of the things that we looked at was their capability to do the work, their quality history, their financials, especially like you mentioned earlier, you're talking about the fire trucks. You know, if you're buying a fire truck for, let's say, the city of Kalamazoo, then you want to make sure you're getting a fire truck that's going to have longevity, is easy to work on, you know, there's support, that type of thing. So what you got to do is you got to look at best value. Now, if all things are the same, you'd want to go with the people that are local. But those are factors that you have to look at. You just can't say, well, I'm going to go with the cheapest because cheapest doesn't always do the job.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess that's what I was – and then the other thing was that we had talked about, Roger, was because this is pure Michigan, because it's an exception kind of to the rule, mm-hmm. would it be better policy to have everything done in the state of Michigan because that's what pure Michigan's about is Michigan.
Correct. If you can do that and you got good service – and if you're talking, you know, pure Michigan isn't just the handouts and the flyers and things like that. It's also the advertisements on television. It's a lot of things that go along with that.
Uh-huh.
One of the things you got to make sure of is you're going to do something that's as good as or better than what we have right now, and that will help attract people back into the state.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks you for holding over, Roger. We appreciate your comments.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Okay, and then Chris the Trekkie sent us a text saying basically that it was more income driven, you know, that you have to get the biggest bang for your buck and you have to serve your taxpayers. So maybe the lowest contract is what you do. So, you know, if everything else is even along the plane and the lower cost is the only determining factor that, you know.
Let me share with you an issue that I have mulled in my mind more than once or twice. I'm covered by my wife's insurance, mm-hmm. and she happens to be employed by a governmental type agency. She works for a mm-hmm. community college.
Yeah.
And there they wanted us, because it is cheaper to use a mail order pharmacy.
Yes.
Now, local pharmacies who are paying the taxes that support the school in their property taxes are left out of that equation. And is that the right decision to make, to penalize local brick and mortar pharmacies because a mail order pharmacy from Denver was less expensive?
I would have to say in this case, yes, only because you're dealing with a much greater number of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're taking money away from a local business.
I know that.
And saying that they are not competitive enough. And they're not even competing with somebody that's in the same business they are.
I know what you're saying, and I hear you. But I think that the issue in this case is the number of people that you're dealing with. That's going to be the issue. In this case, the return on investment is much bigger because you're dealing with a bigger pool of people. And the thing, and here's the other thing, Roger, is there's a real good chance that Kalamazoo Valley and some other places have pooled together, and they decided that they were all going to go through this because the savings is greater. In that case, it's just a sheer numbers game.
But you can understand perspectives.
Oh, yeah. No, I can understand both perspectives.
If I was a local pharmacist, that would bother me.
Yeah, it would bother me.
And yet, if the college doesn't go to the lowest bidder, you can imagine the criticism they would receive for not judiciously using the tax dollars.
And I'm going to say this very bluntly, maybe with Obamacare, that's going to change. You might see a difference in cost enough that the local, because of the delivery service that they can provide, you know, in other words, you can go to a 24-hour pharmacy and get what you need now. You know, that might be a way, you know, once Obamacare kicks into gear, who knows? It might shift the other way.
Well, in the college defense, they have found a solution to that issue. I now get mail order prices from a local pharmacy.
So
it isn't being mailed to me from out of state.
And that's cool.
And that company is paying property taxes that support the institution.
Very nice. See, and there we go. So that works. That works. Now, through the VA, I get my mail order. But that's because I belong to my healthcare is through a federal organization.
Well, and as long as they're not sending that business to Canada, they're doing the right thing.
If you
start getting your mail orders shipped to you from another country.
No, not at all. In fact, I get them shipped from Battle Creek.
Okay.
But the order goes in, and then, you know, so the pharmacy's there.
Yeah.
So, so we get to talk about one of your favorite people now. Ready?
Carmelo Dynamite?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, him.
Yeah. And I'm going to take a tack that you're probably not going to like, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
There is an organization that is calling for, it was actually an editorial on the change.org website that is, I got an online petition that you can go to. There, where they want to have the National Rifle Association take Ted Nugent off their board. Now I'm gonna read some of these quotes, okay? And I'm gonna warn you ahead of time that they will be disturbing to some people, and I'm telling you that I'm reading them only in the context of what we're about to talk about here.
I'm on your side already.
Okay, here's the. Oh, you think?
I want him to stay.
Well,
I think he's a perfect fit for the NRA.
Using the quoting fingers, he referred to the late Trayvon Martin as a dope smoking racist gangster wannabe, an enraged black man child, and a Skittles hoodie boy. Okay. he's also made remarks about Stevie Wonder and his boycott of Florida, and whatnot. And his commentary basically has been referred to as divisive, shameful, disrespectful, and uncivil.
Can we add racist
to those descriptions? And it can be racist as well. Yeah, it's very racist, and it is divisive. Here's where I'm gonna catch some crap from some people. I think it's also freedom of speech.
Oh yeah,
and it doesn't matter how nutso this guy gets, and this is his opinion. He's just not flying off the handle because he wants to. Ted Nugent actually believes in what he says. Now, if you don't agree with it, I can understand. And I mean, I understand some people vehemently not agreeing with this. But it's freedom of speech. It's guaranteed to us in the Constitution. It can be the most vile, which is where, excuse me, the N-word comes flying through again. okay? It's freedom of speech. Would I throw it around? No. Do I agree with his comments? Absolutely not. No. But I also know I've listened and read stuff by Ted Nugent a lot. He has a perfect right to say what he is saying. You just ignore him if you don't want to deal with him. Now, if you want to ask the National Rifle Association to take him off the board, that's fine. But you know what? If they haven't taken him off the board yet, he ain't coming off.
And I think he should stay.
And there's a reason why, isn't there?
Absolutely. I think he is the embodiment of the intellect that is the IRA, or the NRA. He is the perfect board member for an organization like the National Rifle Association. He represents the mindset that is at the core of the values of the NRA.
There are people, excuse me, in entertainment and politics and here, media, who every once in a while will say things and you just shake your head and go, where did that come from? Well, mostly it came from the fact that they feel they realized they could say it. Now, whether it was a smart thing to do, and again, Roger, I'm going to invoke something that's really going to shock you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it used any common sense or not, that remains to be seen.
Well, that is a foreign subject to the NRA.
It's a freedom of speech issue. And whether or not Ted Nugent, you agree with what Mr. Nugent says, that's not the point. The point is, it's freedom of speech.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
Why are we not hearing the NRA now saying if Trayvon had been carrying a gun, he'd still be alive? He would have been able to defend himself.
Do you know I've heard
as that? As soon as the shooting took place in Connecticut, they were saying if there had been more guns in the school, there wouldn't have been so many people killed. So why is the NRA not using Trayvon Martin's killing as a place where if he had had a gun under his hoodie, he could have protected himself from that stalker who got out of his car and against the wishes of police, murdered him? If he'd had a gun, he would have been able to defend himself. And the Stand Your Ground law would have been the perfect solution to his being accused of anything.
Mm-hmm.
This guy got out of his car. He was coming at me. And now we know he was armed. And so I feared for my life. And so I shot him.
Yeah, he stood his ground.
No, the NRA is silent on this.
I could have
sworn.
And
I know why.
Why?
Because Trayvon was black.
Ooh, now you got to be real careful there.
No, I'm saying that's why we're not hearing that. If Trayvon had been a white guy, you would have heard it coming from the NRA.
I could have sworn I heard somebody from a national organization say something to the effect that if Trayvon had a gun,
yeah,
this would have been totally different.
Yeah, let's turn this country into just a hail of gunfire. It makes all sorts of sense.
There was a comment on this webpage that I went to. A woman basically says, quote, hate rants are not freedom of speech, they're slander. No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not. It's freedom of speech. Slander is, and you know, there is a fine line, okay? Slander, libel, the whole nine yards, and you know, there is a fine line. This is nothing more than somebody utilizing their freedom of speech to espouse comments that if we ignored them, they wouldn't be in the news. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because of the petition. I think it's interesting that they're going to do this, but I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Remember when the Ku Klux Klan wanted to come to Kalamazoo and
yes.
speak?
Mm-hmm.
And it took the ACLU to open the doors for them
mm-hmm.
because the community did not want the Ku Klux Klan to come here and
no.
speak. I was on the side of the Ku Klux Klan.
The ACLU?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You have... The downside to freedom of speech is you have to hear people say stuff you don't like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, you do.
That's what the Constitution is all about.
So I would say, you know, I wouldn't sign the petition. I would just go along your merry way and ignore Ted and let him rant when he wants to rant.
And leave him on the NRA's board of directors. Yeah. He's a perfect complement.
So, Roger?
Yes?
If the do does the do well, should Michigan do the do too? We'll talk about that next. It is the trifecta. Yes, we are. It is the trifecta, 590 WKZO. It's Roger and it's Jim, and we're having fun today with all sorts of things.
Barack Obama's sexting
name.
Oh,
yeah, I got to hear this. Yeah.
Ernesto Evil. My wife, Nancy.
You really want to read this on the air?
Alfonso Kill.
Ah.
You are, of course, Carmelo
Dynamite. Carmelo Dynamite, yes, thank you. Somehow I get the feeling Howard doesn't want to know what his sexting name is.
Now, we won't burden him with that.
Good afternoon.
You want to weigh in on our freedom of speech issue? Or?
Well, yeah. I mean, the issue about Trayvon Martin having a gun at the time is as far as I can see, a moot point, because under Florida law and most state law, he was too young to have a concealed carry to begin with at 17 years old. I don't know where you want to go with that, but, most people who have concealed carry follow the law.
And, yeah, there would have been different charges brought
if he had a gun, he would have been illegal.
Yeah, that is a good point.
His age was unknown at the time of the assault. By what's-his-face. He didn't know that was a child that was there when he initiated the confrontation.
Roger, that wasn't the point you made, that if he had a gun. Well, he was not old enough to have a concealed carry legally.
If he had had a gun, it would have been illegal, and that would have compounded things.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if he had a gun, it would have been a different matter if he was old enough.
But if other people who were afraid of vigilantes were to carry guns, they could defend themselves from people
Roger, I take umbrage with your use of vigilante. I'm a concealed carry person. I don't carry all the time.
Have you shot a teenager recently? By getting out of a car and following him against police direction?
Were you down there watching that case 24/7 and knowing exactly what was said?
Were you?
No, but
so neither of us know what we're talking about.
However, I do trust the jury that said that he was.
Oh, one of the jury members is already saying that he got away with murder.
Well, that's her choice to say it afterward, but obviously she didn't have a strong enough conviction to follow that through and get a hung jury, did she?
I'm just saying.
I'm guessing no.
Not everybody who carries a gun is a vigilante, Howard.
I know Howard's point, and I agree with it. If Trayvon Martin had been armed, he would have been armed illegally, and that would have compounded things, depending on how things went along, the way. Now, if you take the example,
but nobody knew he was a child when this altercation began.
And hindsight is always better than foresight. But the simple fact of the matter is, maybe that's why you're not hearing it, because if he had been carrying at the time that it happened, it would have been illegal.
But still, the NRA could be using this as proof of why people like Howard, who are proving that they're safer because they carry a gun and could defend themselves from a vigilante.
Well, yeah, but I don't totally agree with that. I think the NRA is probably being smart staying away from this because of the simple fact, and again, I'm going to go back to what Howard said. If Trayvon Martin had been carrying a weapon, it would have been illegal. Now, do you really want to be connected with something that would possibly be illegal? I mean, I don't see the NRA trumpeting
So sadly, because he was a child,
Zimmerman
was denied the ability to defend himself.
Well,
is that not a problem?
There's teenagers all over the place, Raj. I mean, come on. I mean, if you apply that, then, yeah, there's millions of teenagers out there.
So you can just get out of your car and stalk a kid, tell the police you're stalking a kid, have them tell you to not do it. You go ahead and do it and kill him. That's okay.
In the case of Zimmerman and Martin, yes, because the jury
You're
said
wrong,
so.
Jim.
The jury said so.
The jury was wrong, and even the jury is admitting they allowed Zimmerman to get away
that,
with
but
murder.
You're not allowed to retry it once it's done. It might be shameful, it might be bad, but the simple fact of the matter is it's done. CBS and local news are next. Jump in the ride. Ooh, 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 ooh. It's Friday night. It's 590. WKZL, the trifecta. Brought to you in part by the Asthma Allergy Centers of Southwest Michigan. For the office nearest you, visit asthmaallergycenters.com. And by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Find out more at lmcu.org. You done over there, Elandro?
Elandro has weirdos calling in now.
Okay. You want to call them weirdos or just unusual people?
I'll stick with my initial.
All right. Well, you know, it's nice that you generate that kind of heat.
Well, that's what talk radio's about.
That's I'm telling you. And it's also about dudes.
We have Mark
know that?
Levin on, and he talks about inflammatory stuff, too.
Yeah. Very well, too, by the way. 6 o'clock tonight.
He just does it in a voice only dogs can hear.
Oh,
but
you stop it.
I just don't like his
Mark
voice.
Levin's on at 6 tonight, just in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to split a category. We're going to talk briefly about this this thing that I saw. What's a business to do? DOO. There's a company called Morgan's Composting. They produce a product known as Dairy Do.
That's you can a load just, of crap.
Yeah. You know what, Alejandro? I'm buzzing you on that one. I'm sorry. It was good, though. It was good, but I'm buzzing you on it.
Okay.
So anyway, this is a $6 million a year operation. What they do is he converts fertilizer, obviously, from cows into what is called Dairy Do. And I've seen Dairy Do it at several stores. It's a very popular fertilizer.
Oh.
Very popular.
Waddell's sell a product called Chicken Doo-Doo.
Yeah.
And when I had a store down the street, I sold a product called Zoo-Doo. That was composted manure from zoos.
Yeah. It's nice to know that we're doing this composting thing.
Yeah.
Well, the DEQ director in Michigan, Dan Wyant, is touring 8 sites in Michigan facing issues, economically or environmental. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to come up with a way to see if Brad Morgan, who owns Morgan's Composting,
mm-hmm.
if his business model can be like copied to help Michigan's economy grow.
Mm-hmm.
While protecting the environment,
yeah,
doing both at the same time,
yeah,
and so this is it's nice that Wyant's doing this. It gives them, you know, they're going out on the field and they're seeing firsthand what's going on with these companies and saying, okay, now look, can we take these plans that are successful and have other people do them so that we can continue to grow economically? Mm-hmm. And I'm saying this is a good idea. I thought this was good.
Who's opposed?
Well, I don't know. You never know. There could be people who are opposed just because of the aroma of the dew.
Well, if the property owners of adjoining properties are offended by a new business he's creating there, I can understand their concerns.
Now,
if he was creating Dairy Do prior to people building their house adjacent to the Dairy Do facility, then I have no sympathy for the people who don't like the smell of his business. They shouldn't have gone there. But if he is changing the flavor of his business, so to speak, that could be vexing if you live downwind from Dairy Do.
This is true. However, what Morgan wants the state to do is to look into maybe changing some regulations to make it easier for him to do what he does. Okay?
Can you say that again?
No.
He can do what he does with do.
To do what he does with do.
Yeah.
Too. So, here we go. So, anyway, I thought this was interesting. It's just kind of a minor topic, but I think it's something that, that probably ought to be considered, because you're taking a product that is basically something that a lot of people don't want to deal with, and you're turning it into a positive, and it can have a an economic impact on the state of Michigan and the area, which is, and that's great. That's, and you know, and if they find out how to do the do, then maybe there's a possibility in some other areas.
The one thing I will say, I read the article. This was your choice in topics. The one thing that concerned me when I heard is that he's already processing all the poop he has from his herd of cattle. And now he wants to import poop from other farms and process it on his property in a new facility he wants to build to do it.
So you're telling me that he wants to redo others' do too?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's where it does become an issue that a zoning board of appeals would have to take a look at.
And you have expertise in that.
Some, yes.
Which is good.
But what I caught in that is that he's doing all the do on his farm.
Yes, he is.
And he wants to expand by bringing in other farms.
Importing do.
To process where he processes the poop from his cows.
If they can minimize it and the smell, and they can do this environmentally and economically right, then my wish is that Farmer Morgan comes out smelling like a rose.
Yeah. No pun intended.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Alondro.
Yes.
Okay. Last night, we talked about this earlier. Comstock Township Planning Commission had a meeting. Comstock High School. Nobody really got what they wanted, but I think it's a step in the right direction. Enbridge came there wanting the permit. Larry Bell was there, and others that they didn't want the permit, but neither one got what they wanted. What happened was is that the Comstock Township Planning Commission is sending this back to the Comstock Township Zoning Board of Appeals, to which you have some expertise.
Yeah.
This is going to go back to the ZBA. They're going to decide whether that dredge pad that Enbridge wanted and wanted to put up and didn't want to tell anybody and did put up, and then all of a sudden it leaked out and ta-da-da-da, you know, we have fun.
The word of the proposed site leaked out. None of the sludge there. And where do they get off saying the stuff that's in the bottom of the river is non-toxic?
Yeah, why if are they taking non-toxic, it toxic? Why are you taking it out?
Why is the EPA forcing them to dredge it?
That's kind of a dumb way to...
I think we call that an oxymoron. If it's not toxic, why are we dredging it?
Now, Enbridge said they looked at the different sites, five different sites. This one presented the fewest issues. The problem is, weren't they supposed to get an EPA impact statement on every single site that they were looking at to see is the whether or not? I mean, how do you determine this had the fewest issues? Where is the criteria that determined of those five sites, this one had the least issues? I'd hate to see the other five. One of them, one in the parking lot.
And does this give a private corporation the ability to do anything they want? Anywhere they want to, without any regard for local governmental entities that control this thing. You can't build a facility like this without having your site plan reviewed by the township and agreed to. And how did they judge the impact on food production adjacent to this site? And a for-profit corporation like Enbridge that we all trust so much should do that with no governmental review at all? They just go about their... That's been Enbridge attitude right from the get-go, that we're the oil company, we're the pipeline company. And they completely avoided any of the legalities you go through before establishing a commercial site like this.
One of the attorneys for Enbridge, his name is Chris Tracy, said at the meeting last night that Enbridge claimed that putting a dredge pad fit into the light industrial zone because they were taking a raw material and manufacturing clean water and dried sediments suitable for landfilling. And the board attorney for the township board, Kenneth Sparks, said, au contraire. He didn't think that that interpretation of, quote, light in manufacturing was proper, and that this probably was a zoning board of appeals. So what the zoning board of appeals is going to have to determine, two things. Does that dredge pad belong in that zone? If it doesn't, then yeah, they're going to have to find a new way. If it does, is there a barrier to Enbridge beginning to dredge? Now, and Enbridge, by the way, is up against the clock, because to send it back to the ZBA is going to delay things for a little over a month.
They have a
rather tight schedule.
It'll only go to the ZBA if it is viewed as a non-conforming use.
Well, and that's why the planning commissioner sent it back to them.
The ZBA will then determine whether a variance is going to be allowed to put this dredge site on that land. The law will come first, and the Zoning Board of Appeals will decide if there should be a variance granted. And that will look at previous variances that have been granted in other parts of the township, that sort of thing.
Okay. And this is going to take a month.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Yeah. It's a complicated thing.
So I don't know if Enbridge will go to court. I know that Larry Bell went to court to stop things, so we'll see if this is going to be litigated in the courts or if the Comstock Township Board of Appeals, Zoning Board of Appeals, comes up with an answer.
Enbridge has a tiger by the tail in Larry Bell, I think.
I think Comstock Township, too. I really think that, you don't know who you're messing with.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
You don't screw with him.
All right, Mr. Sports, grab your hat.
Okay.
We're going to wrap things up with a couple of sports notes and get you ready for Roger's show on Saturday, all that coming up on the Trifecta. All right, wrapping up the Trifecta with Alondro and Carmelo and the newest member, Andrea Stealth.
Andrea Stealth.
Yeah,
that's me.
That's Carolyn's moniker as far as sexting goes. Oh,
wow.
I got to tell you, Roger, that is livened up the bunch here.
What's that saying? I walked in the wrong time in this conversation.
Yeah, you did.
John McNeil has the best one.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Which one? What is it?
Armando Badass.
I'm waiting for him to change his name in the newscast.
The That's president, Barack Obama, is Ernesto Evil.
Hey.
There's some people would probably.
Yeah,
might
I would say some people might agree that that'd be his real name.
My wife is Alfonso Kill.
Wow. You better sleep with one eye open.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you. All right, Tigers tonight, 6:40 against the Phillies, and that's part of the reason why we asked Carolyn, Dr. Sports, to come in. The Phillies are supposed to be a seller, but they're in second place in the... So are they still going to be... Because if they are, wouldn't the Tigers talk to them about Papelbon or some other people?
There was rumors that was happening or going to happen or should happen, one of the following. And I still think that's a viable possibility before the trade deadline.
So you picking all this up over there, Mr. Sports?
I'm taking notes.
And by the way, I was so close to my call on the White Sox sweep. But I think one of the hardest things to do in baseball, and I'm not trying to backtrack on my prediction.
On your prediction?
Because, you know, taking a four-game sweep is one of the hardest things to do in baseball.
Yes,
and so three out of four for the way that offense has been struggling, albeit they were playing the White Sox, and that's why I said they should have swept them. But, alas, it did not happen. But I was really close.
Yes, yes.
I was really
they play
close.
A three-game set over the weekend with the Phillies. They'll play two games against the Nationals. Of which one of them is going to please Roger because he won't have to come in on Wednesday. You know that.
Hey.
And then they start a three-game set with the White Sox at Comerica Park. So eight-game homestand. Pretty good. So the Lions started training camp, I believe.
Yeah.
I think today. Yes. In Allen
it's
Park.
Getting rolling.
Yeah.
That's football, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Hey.
Pretty good there, big boy.
You got to get up early to fool me.
Speaking of, you get up early tomorrow at 6:00, you'll hear Roger on the Saturday morning show here on 590 WKZO. Who's
and Carolyn.
And Carol, that's
yeah,
right.
I'm,
Carolyn
I'm
will be
up.
Here
I don't
too.
Know how he gets me out of bed at 5:59 to get in here by 6. But
you know. Lucky, you know.
He's lucky.
You drive fast. Yeah. Who do you have on the show again?
Tomorrow morning, we're going to talk to Jill Fritz. She's from the Michigan Humane Society. And we're going to talk about killing wolves in the UP for fun and profit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All this talk about bankruptcy in Detroit. You heard the plans? They want to build obviously the new facility for the hockey team, but they also proposed a $1 billion facility down close to downtown for soccer.
How does a bankrupt community fund a $1 billion soccer field?
That is a good question. One to which I do not have the answer.
Oh.
Little Caesar's Pizza?
No, actually, this is somebody different. They want to bring an MLS franchise to Detroit.
MLS?
Major League Soccer.
Oh, okay.
Not my favorite. No, you're growing. It's not my favorite Major League sport, so I like lacrosse.
They want to build $1 billion...
Major League lacrosse. $1 billion stadium down close to and complex.
And how much are they going to spend on the Red Wings?
$600 million plus, I think.
How come they get a...
$650 million. Yeah.
How come they get a markdown venue and this unheard of soccer team gets $1 billion field?
Need a bigger field.
Ah.
More grass.
That's true. I guess. That is true.
I'm guessing that's what it is.
More space. I don't.
All right. It is done. Have a great weekend, everybody. Join Roger and Carolyn tomorrow at 6 o'clock for the Saturday morning show.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend. 5 o'clock afternoon news is next.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.